So I'm Mary Robnett, and I'm nonpartisan running for Pierce County Prosecutor.
So why nonpartisan?
Legally, it's a partisan office, but I'm running as a nonpartisan because I believe so strongly that crime isn't partisan, justice shouldn't be political, and I believe the office should be run in a very non-political, nonpartisan manner. That's why I'm running as nonpartisan.
Do you feel that it's become a partisan then, or how it's been run?
It has become quite politicized over the last few years, and my primary goal, my primary number one objective is to remove politics from the operation of the prosecutor's office and to run it in a non-political way.
So I guess I'm not sure what you mean when you say it's run in a political way. I mean, what does that mean exactly when you're talking about a prosecutor's office?
Yeah, so the last few years, quite a bit of focus in the office has been on kind of promoting the prosecutor or individual employees within the office for a political career. There's a resources dedicated to public relations. In other words, you know, kind of promoting the work of the prosecutor and the name recognition of the prosecutors and individual employees within the office. The prosecutor is a very active partisan politician. Mark Lindquist is a very active Democrat. And I believe anybody who's coming into contact with the prosecutor's office, whether they're a victim of a crime or a witness to a crime or accused of a crime or family of any of the above, should feel like they're getting a non-political, non-partisan treatment.
So it seems like a part of it is just how you would run the office, sort of, I guess, professionalism, you might say. But are there differences in just how you view policy and, you know, what kinds of crimes get prosecuted? I mean, do you differ very much from Mark Lindquist in that regard?
I don't know that my differences from him would be really categorized as political differences. I do have some different philosophies about how the office should be organized and how it should be managed. I don't know that those are political differences in nature, but I do feel like people who come into contact with the prosecutor's office ought to know that it's not political, that decisions that I make will not be political decisions. I'll make decisions that an attorney should make for the best interest of their client, the people of Pierce County.
And what in your background or what best qualifies you for this position?
Well, I've been a professional prosecutor for almost 25 years. I began shortly after law school in the Pierce County Prosecutor's Office. I was hired in at the bottom and worked my way up through the ranks. I spent many years as a manager in the Special Assault Unit, and I was eventually promoted to Chief Criminal Deputy, where I was in charge of the entire criminal division. Almost 7 years ago, I left and went to work for the State Attorney General's Office, and I'm still a manager and prosecutor, trial attorney, in the State Attorney General's Office in the Sexually Violent Predator Unit. So I have lots of trial experience, lots of experience as a prosecutor, as a lawyer, as a manager, and I think I'm eminently well qualified to take this job, hit the ground running.
Is there one case you would point to as like your most proud moment, or the case that you're the proudest of prosecuting?
I don't think there's one. There are many, many cases over the years that are important cases, and lots of them are well known to the public. Lots of them were in the headlines. I prosecuted the guy who abducted Zena Linick from her Hilltop home on the 4th of July. Her body was found about a week later, and it was a really just heartbreaking, tragic case for the entire community. I'm happy to say he's doing life without parole in Walla Walla. And many, many other cases that were in the headlines, and many cases that weren't in the headlines. Every case is important, not just to the community, but to the individuals involved. I'm honestly very proud of my entire career.